Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
When a guy who is convicted of beating the heck out of his girlfriend, yes, the case was later overturned because she wouldn't testify, gets the exact same penalty as Tom Brady. You know, the argument will get fans focused on, quote, the integrity of the game. And the National Football League, if anything, depends entirely on all the people who gamble on it and play fantasy football on it, assuming that it's actually a legitimate activity, which we're beginning to discover. I think we're at the very start of the conversation of, well, wait a minute, is the National Football League actually a legitimate activity, or is it like the Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment thing?
Well, there is sports ethics professor Stephen Mosier from an interview earlier this week on my Good Day program, commenting on the NFL decision to uphold the four-game suspension of Mr. Tom Brady. So the NFL suspension, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sometimes you'll hear me refer to it as the Countdown Review, the TRCS, any number of things, but it's all aimed at giving you the stories that have been in the top of the conversational mode for the week of July 27th to the 31st. So we're done with the month of July, reviewing all of the top 10 talk radio topics from the perspective, if you will, a bird's eye view of Talkers Magazine, which it publishes every day online at talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's all about talk. Talk radio is the number one format still in this country because people are eager to kind of know what's going on and what other people think about what's going on is important. So that's what we really present here every week at this time. So let's go through the list, counting down. We started with number 10, what's going on in sports talk radio, Tom Brady, the NFL, that sort of thing. So I guess as we consequentially move along, number 9 is next.
Number 9.
Here's host Cliff Albert focusing on the investigation of that plane that had disappeared, the Malaysian airliner. Is the piece of debris potentially from that plane? But if that's the case, where the heck's the rest of the plane? In other words, more questions than answers.
That debris found washed up on a beach on the Indian Ocean may very well be from the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014. Most experts seem to think that it is. If it is, and it leads to the rest of the wreckage of the plane, it would end a 17-month-long mystery. But according to a report on the Daily Beast, the discovery of this debris may actually increase the mystery because of the many questions it raises. Why would only one fragment of the plane turn up? Airplane wreckage is normally found in clusters. Why is it so far from where the experts that involved in the search had predicted the wreckage would show up? Australian authorities leading the search for Flight 370 said their computer models of the ocean currents and drift had the plane's location some 4,500 miles away from where this debris was found. The Australians said they would release the results of this drift modeling earlier this year, but they never have. Why haven't they? And if a piece of the 777 had turned up so far away from the predicted landfall, does it mean the Australian search has been in the wrong place all along? It looks like the mystery of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 could be a long way off from being solved.
Number 8.
Number 8 item this week on the talk down. And the, well, yeah, we could call this the talk down. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. Let me write that down and put it in the back of my mind. Talk countdown focusing on the slaying of that black motorist in Cincinnati. Here's host Mark Reardon talking to former St. Louis Police Chief Tom Fitch. Fitch doesn't believe charges that the Cincinnati officer intended to shoot the driver in that traffic stop.
What are your thoughts about what transpired during the stop, the shooting that took place, the death of this person who was pulled over, and also the prosecutor's comments yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you, the traffic stop was textbook up until the point the gun was fired. but I watched that video at least 20 times over and over and over, trying to make some sense out of the critical piece, and that's when the driver was shot. Number one, he stopped him for no license plate in the front. That is a violation of most state laws that have front license plates.
Including here in Missouri.
Correct. So he had every legal justification, despite what we heard some people say. He had every legal justification to stop him. And then he has that bottle that says gin on it that I hear later that he said it was air freshener. It was not gin. So who knows, but that could be an open liquor type of violation. It's very clear that the driver is not, he's probably going to lie about his identity because they're going back and forth. And when people lie about their identity, it's for one reason. They have something to hide. So what is it he's hiding? Is he a murder suspect? I mean, you don't know at that point. And I think it was appalling to me that the prosecutor, that district attorney, jumped to a lot of conclusions in his statement. Here's the other thing I think could have happened. I think as soon as the officer realized this guy may rabbit, he may take off, you know, when he pulled the door shut and turned the engine on, that's a clue. We'd call that a clue. My guess is maybe he was going to challenge him with his firearm at that point and try to, you know, get him to comply by using his firearm. And I think the way this thing happened so fast, it's a real good possibility this was an accidental discharge. So to jump to the conclusion that he intentionally murdered this driver, I think is way, way, way premature.
I do, too. And let me just say this. I'm not going to argue that this was a justifiable shooting, okay, that the guy deserved to get shot. I'm not going to say that because I don't feel that way. But there's one important component, factual component in all of this that I think needs to be taken into account. And it seems to me that a lot of people aren't thinking about it. And that's the fact that he restarted his car and tried to pull away. Now, no, you shouldn't be shot for that. But that also tells you that there's a little bit more to the story, isn't there?
Sure. There's a lot more to this than no front license plate on this vehicle. No doubt about that. And the officer, I think, like I said, until the gun went off, it was textbook.
Boy, do I wish I had a moment or two or three or four to comment on what has just taken place on the airwaves of this program. But, I say with a cackle and a chuckle, no time for that because we have to move on to the number seven item, which you'll hear about next here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's Silver Lungs.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believed the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number 7.
All right, so let's see if we can piece together what's going on in the Middle East this week. ISIS and Turkey, and what the United States has put together deal-wise with the Turks. Here are hosts Jack Harris and Corey Dillon talking to military analyst Colonel Jim Warshick about more U.S. troops being sent into Turkey to aid in the fight against the bad guys.
We know now, we just got the word that the U.S. is going to be sending more troops and aircraft to Turkey in order to fight ISIS, not troops on the ground, although there will be support troops from the Air Force. But what are our ties to Turkey right now? How are we getting along with the nation of Turkey?
Well, Turkey is a NATO nation and one of the 28 members, and so the U.S. being the lead country in NATO has that relationship. And for, you know, probably 40 or 50 years, certainly since the end of World War II, we've had a number of bases that the U.S. has used, which includes Incirlik to be one of them, and the main base that they're looking at now. And it's an active base that the U.S. has about 1,700 troops at already. So, I mean, the relationship has been there for a long time.
We have heard that one of our options, or maybe our go-to option, should be to arm the Kurds. However, Turkey, I know, has a very contentious relationship with the Kurds and what is happening right now at the Syrian border there.
That's exactly right, Corey. What people have to remember on the relationship with the Kurds, that goes back centuries, if you will, because of the Kurdish region that was there long before the country of Turkey was found prior to the Ottoman Empire. And so, you know, there's longstanding calls on the part of the Kurds for autonomy in the country. And, of course, one of the groups, the PKK, which is the main Turkish force that we're talking about here, has been having a long-term war somewhat internal with the government of Turkey in calls for autonomy. So there's that aspect of it, and they're labeled a terrorist group. But on the other hand, that particular group of the Kurds, who are pretty much the best fighters, have been the ones that have been helping the U.S. In the efforts in Iraq and Syria, and were the key force on the ground that gave a lot of help to the U.S. during the initial invasion of Iraq back in 2003.
But we've got a situation here where you've got Syria nearby, you've got Iraq nearby, you've got Iran nearby, and it's really difficult to tell the good guys from the bad guys here. We know ISIS is the baddest of the bad guys right now, but this just seems so complex given what's happening there now.
Yeah, it is extremely complex with Assad's forces in Turkey and the various Assad's forces in Syria.
In Syria, yeah.
And the various factions who are opposed to Assad, some of which we are training, as we've talked about in the past, plus Hezbollah in Syria on the ground, which is a protectorate of Assad and supported by Iran. So, you know, you're right, Jack. It's a very diverse area and a very diverse a very diverse group of people on the ground who to deal with.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and...
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six, the Iran nuclear deal. A lot of people you can hear on programs all around the country talking about that this week. Here is host, radio host Bruce Johnson talking to the Wall Street Journal's Gerald Seib about four people who may become pivotal in the debate over the nuclear deal with countries like Iran.
We're talking about the four Americans either held in or missing in Iran. Put the four Americans into context with the nuclear accord.
I think the reality is that in the political debate that is now just beginning in Congress and beyond over the Iranian nuclear deal, more and more voices are going to speak up and say essentially, well, if we're going to do this deal with Iran, why don't we get freedom for these four Americans at the same time? You had John Boehner, the House Speaker, saying that explicitly last week in a statement that he put out. And, you know, and President Obama himself has had to, he's been asked about this, and he's had to kind of pick up the cause. He gave a speech last week in which he said, we're not going to relent in bringing home these four Americans, and it's time for them to all be released. Now, it's one thing to say that, another thing to have an understanding with Iranians as part of the nuclear pact that that's going to happen. There's no sign of that, but you can't rule out the possibility either. Maybe there's some understanding that was developed in this long and extensive negotiation that was undertaken to get to the nuclear deal. But you can't see that right now. What you can see are some signs that the attention that's focused on these four people, one's a journalist, one's a Christian pastor, one's a former Marine sergeant, one is a retired FBI agent. They've been there for a while, as you suggest. It's time for them to come home is going to be the cry, and people are going to ask, well, if we're going to approve this nuclear deal, can't we get the problem of these Americans taken care of at the same time? Again, there's no evidence that that's going to happen, and in fact, the hardliners in Iran who aren't happy with an arrangement with the U.S. of any kind may find that they have greater incentive to keep them just to make the point.
Jerry, you mentioned before the comments made by John Boehner in regards to the four Americans. In fact, President Obama himself raised the topic in a VFW speech a week ago. Where does Obama come into play and whatever leverage he has?
Well, I think there are two questions there. One is, was there any kind of an understanding developed in the nuclear talks about the four Americans? I think not, because the president has said explicitly previously that these two things were not tied together, in part because they didn't want the Iranians to have an excuse to use these Americans as pawns to extract more concessions from the U.S. But there's also the question of just general international pressure now that, you know, the Iranians are saying we want this agreement to turn a new page in our relations with the West and with the outside world. We're ready for a new beginning. And I think the notion that there can be now some international pressure brought to bear that says, okay, if you want a new beginning, let's start here, I think that's more likely to grow than not over the next few weeks. And so we'll see if it produces anything. It'll be interesting to see if countries other than the U.S. start to turn that pressure up a little bit.
One more thing. Is there a sense that if it doesn't happen soon, it may not happen until later?
You know, I don't think anybody knows, in all honesty. You know, just as an example, Jason Rezaian, the Post, Washington Post Tehran correspondent, is being held. He's currently undergoing what, you know, was called a trial. It's a bit of a, it's not a trial in the way Americans would recognize one. It's in a, it's being held in secret in Iran's Revolutionary Court, which tends to do what it wants to do and doesn't need to justify what it's doing to anybody. So what they decide there is going to be a little hard to analyze. And so it's kind of hard to know how to influence that. So, you know, to some extent, the process will play itself out in Iranian terms. I think international pressure, though, as indicated, may just grow as this process goes on.
Hello to the folks listening to the Countdown in Springfield, Missouri, and Salisbury and Ocean City, Maryland, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas, Savannah, Georgia, the Quad Cities, Montgomery, Bloomington, Illinois, all listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. More to come.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of what's going on the charts as put together by the folks on my staff, Kenny Kessler, who is the producer of this program, consulting with the folks at Talkers Magazine about the top items this week. We started with what's going on in Major League Baseball and Tom Brady and sports talk radio in general. That's at number 10. At number 9, the debris found of that 777 that may have been the same plane that we identified as MH370. The number 8 item, the shooting of the black motorist in Cincinnati. Number 7, what's going on in the Middle East with Turkey and ISIS. Number 6, the Iranian nuclear deal. So that gets us around to the second half of the countdown.
Number 5.
Number 5, a focus on Bill Cosby. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I talked to Gloria Allred, one of the country's best-known lawyers, about her case against Bill Cosby, which is finally starting to move forward.
You know, nothing surprises me because I've been practicing law for almost 40 years. So when I heard the allegations against Cosby, of course I thought they were very serious. But when women started contacting me, it seemed it was too late for them to do anything in terms of an actual legal case. Too late to have him criminally prosecuted. Too late to file a civil lawsuit against him. So at first I wasn't going to do anything. But then so many women continued to contact me that I really felt, well, at least I can help to provide them a voice so that they can speak out in a court of public opinion. And that's what they've done. And it's been very, very empowering for them and change their lives in many ways.
All right, so the judge in Santa Monica says that he's going to set a date for Cosby to give a deposition. You are going to run this deposition? You'll be handling the questions?
Well, what that is we have a civil lawsuit, Doug, on behalf of Judy Huth. Judy alleges that when she was 15 years old that she became a victim of sexually inappropriate conduct on her by Mr. Cosby at the Playboy Mansion. And Mr. Cosby's been attempting to block Judy's case from moving forward, and she had filed it last December. And his latest effort was before the California Supreme Court, where he was seeking review of the case by the court. But the court last week denied review, and that meant we could move forward with her case. And the next action in her case was that we've been seeking to take his deposition, his testimony under oath. And I just went to court, actually, about 2 days ago, ex parte, because we would like specific dates for his deposition. And the court indicated that he would like Mr. Cosby's deposition and our client's deposition both to take place before September 30th, and that he would like counsel for the opposing party, Mr. Cosby, and myself to agree on some dates, and then the court will decide the order of the deposition. So it's long overdue, really, for Judy to be able to proceed with her lawsuit, to have her day in court, to win justice, and that's what we intend to do. So hopefully by tomorrow, we'll be able to submit some dates to the court, and then at some point very soon proceed.
So now, I had heard, Gloria, that actually Bill Cosby had had a room at the Playboy Mansion with his name on the outside of it. That's how well known he was for his activities over there.
Well, it's well known that he was there frequently, and there are allegations that he was not only in Beverly Hills, where Judy alleges what happened to her happened, but also in Chicago. So
the question is
what he was doing when he was there.
I don't know if, Jennifer, you tell Gloria your experience with Cosby, because it's like the same sort of thing here.
Well, it is. I mean, it obviously didn't go, I don't even want to say that it went that far, but when I met him a few years ago, it was the first time I had met him, and I was backstage at one of his shows, and he invited me to come and to sit down with him, and he told me to sit down next to him on the couch, and he started asking me about my marital status and why I was single, and next thing I know, he was laying in my lap. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, when you first meet somebody, you don't put your head in their lap, but he was laying down on the couch, head in my lap, talking to me about being single and why was I single, and
How many of these stories have you heard, Gloria?
Idea of he doesn't have any
boundaries,
filters. Yeah.
How many of these stories have you heard, Gloria?
Countless, and I have even more new women still contacting me.
Number four item, our old faithful immigration story, the policy that we have toward those who are coming here illegally. Debate continues, still is hot, along with the weather. Here's host Mike Slater talking to Congressman Duncan Hunter of California about Hunter's new bill, which goes after the money that helps to fund these sanctuary cities.
Your bill to defund is a strong word, take away funding for one very specific thing that sanctuary cities are refusing to do. Can you give us the rundown on this?
Yeah, this is pretty simple. So you have there's three types of grant funding that states get, municipalities, counties, cities get: COPS funding, burn JAG funding, and SCAP money. SCAP is a state criminal alien assistance program. They're all basically, they're law enforcement, federal law enforcement dollars that go to the local cities and states for them to basically enforce federal immigration law. That basically, it's money that pays for overtime, for extra police, for whatever they need, and they kind of have total free rein on how they spend this. So the bill that I passed last week says you don't get any of that money, and it accounts for, I think California got about $40 million last year, the state did. That's not counting the cities and counties that requested and got funding.
So
that's what it does. It says, hey, if you're not going to follow federal law, you don't get federal money.
And it's not, and I want to make this clear, it's not, you're not taking away all the state's highway money or all the Medicaid money or anything like that. It's the money specifically for it.
What this does, we haven't done this yet. So this is kind of putting our foot in the door, frankly, to do those things. Where you say, hey, if you're not going to follow federal immigration law, maybe you don't get your higher education funding. Maybe you don't get your transportation funding. This kind of starts. This allows us to have a mechanism to do stuff like that down the road when cities and states totally disregard federal law.
Now I'm just going to push back here. Does that set a precedent for is there a federalism argument there where now you have the federal government strong-arming?
No, if the states don't want the states can do whatever they want to. They just don't get taxpayer money from Wyoming and Virginia and other cities and states and people that are following federal law.
Well,
we're always talking about Congress using the power of the purse. This is the power of the purse. And number two, the states don't have to follow federal law, and they don't get the taxpayer money. See what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, it's their choice.
Number three here on the countdown, China. And what's going on financially in their country this week? Hear from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha. Host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to economist Dr. Ernie Goss about the financial crisis in China and what impact it may have on us here in the U.S.
China, you're talking the world's second largest economy, and they're really struggling over there. Talk about what impact that could have on us.
Well, Gary, I think the larger problem, this is more of a symptom of a larger problem, which is this economy of China is cooling down and showing the weakness of a managed economy. In other words, and it's going to spill over. I mean, that's for Nebraska, for example, that's Nebraska's fourth biggest international customer. So it does ripple back to us in terms of exports to China, but also in our debt market. In other words, we sell a lot of our debt. We borrow from China, for example, and they're one of our biggest lenders. So that's a big issue there, and would tend to increase our interest rates as well.
Yeah. They're not looking at a collapse over there, as I understand it, but they had such explosive growth, and it's really cooled off. Lowest level of growth now since 2009, and a lot of the analysts say they may, because of the fact it's China, they may not even be telling the truth about how bad it is.
That's right. In other words, they're shooting for 7% growth. Well, they're not going to make it, and we won't even know whether they do or don't. Those numbers are manipulated. I think it's more like what we had back in 2008, the Lehman Brothers crash. I think we are going to see some impacts, and China's going to have to face up to the fact that the government can do only so much, and it's going to cause some real changes in confidence among citizens of China, as it did in the U.S., and we've yet to recover from that confidence in the U.S.
You mentioned interest rates. Talk about what that would look like.
Well, our interest rates, they're about about $1 trillion of our debt. The Chinese own that. And if they sell off that debt or buy less of it, it just means the prices of our debt come down. That would be treasuries. And the yields would go up. In other words, our mortgage rates would increase. And they could increase by as much as several. Wouldn't be a point increase, but it would tend to increase interest rates.
Well, that's probably coming anyway, right? I mean, the next meeting is September, the Fed, and you and I have been talking for a while about how it's coming sooner or later, that they're gonna ratchet up the rates a little bit.
Oh, I expect them to increase short-term interest rates as early as September. And, of course, that would tend to push up all interest rates in the weeks and months ahead. And so that's what we're faced with anyway. So in terms of mortgage rates, we're going to see higher mortgage rates in the next months, weeks and months ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess they're showing a little sign of life over there the last day or two. But in the big picture, Ernie, just thumbnail it for us. What do you expect relative to the Chinese economy?
Well, I think the Chinese economy is going to continue to slow, and we're going to see the impacts here. I mean, our economy is just the healthiest horse in the glue factory. We're moving along at 2%, and we're proud of it. Well, that's going to have an impact. It's going to tend to lower our economic growth. Food sales abroad, and that's principally what we're selling in China. That's going to have a negative impact there as well.
All right, so here we are at 44 past the hour on the countdown. Number two up next, stay tuned. I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique. because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Number two.
Here is the focus on Cecil the Lion. Host John Williams talking to Jeff Flocken from the International Fund for Animal Welfare.
In Minnesota, we've suddenly found ourselves concerned about how lions are hunted. Are you against hunting lions per se?
I am definitely against hunting imperiled species, and lions are in trouble. Their populations have declined over 60% in the last 3 decades.
They're not endangered, they're imperiled.
Well, endangered is a technical term if you want to use it applied to a particular law here or there. I would say they are in danger of extinction.
Yeah.
The U.S. government is currently looking at a technical petition to see if they qualify to be listed as endangered under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. That was submitted in 2011, and they're still trying to make a decision on that.
We don't have any lions here in the USA, so maybe it's not on our radar so much, but it would be against the law if they were endangered, right?
It would be against the law to import a trophy from another country unless there's a special exception that was being made by the government.
So it would maybe take then this dentist in Minnesota maybe doesn't even go on the safari because he can't bring his trophy home, right?
Absolutely. That's what we found when polar bears were listed as endangered in 2008 under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. The Americans that were hunting them declined. Having the trophy and bringing it back is part of the incentive for doing the hunt.
So then, even though it's legal to hunt lions in Africa, I thought I saw the number of 30,000 or so lions on the continent. Does that sound about right?
Yep, between 32,000 or less. Some scientists are saying 30, some are saying less than 30.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. That sounds like a lot to me. I better maybe there be a million, but I don't know what the right number is. But 30,000 sounds like a lot.
it's a dramatic decline from what the population used to be at. Like all of the big animals on our planet, they're facing threats from habitat loss. They're facing threats from climate change, from expanding human populations, development and growth. And in the case of lions, unsustainable hunting is part of that problem.
Yeah. What do people do with the horn of a rhinoceros? Do they grind it into some sort of magical powders?
Yes, ground into traditional Asian medicines and used for those. And additionally, now that rhinos are so rare, people are taking the horns and saving them and hoarding them, assuming that they'll be worth more if the species goes extinct.
Somebody said that to me. Rather than be impressed, I would say, wow, what an awful person you are. But I guess we're not in the same hunt club, me and these guys.
And exactly the same thing that's going on right now with the case of Cecil the Lion. The hunt itself has had a huge backlash. People are outraged.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
What have we not talked about so far in this hour of the Talk Radio Review? You've got it, the presidential list, the candidates who would be president. So number one is a focus on all things Trump, and then maybe a little about a few other of the people. But you may have seen the information this week that Donald Trump is sucking up all the airtime, more airtime than all the other candidates from either party getting during this past week or so. Hear from our affiliate on the Countdown, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Host Alan Ludell talks to Nick Grass from Politico.com about Mike Huckabee's outrageous comments, which took Donald Trump off the front page for a bit.
What did Huckabee say? What has been some of the reaction? And I guess Huckabee isn't going ahead and apologizing or anything to that effect.
Certainly not. You know, he stood by his remarks. He made an interview with Breitbart that was published over the weekend, calling Obama naive and trusting Iran to uphold its part of the deal. The most controversial remark he made was Huckabee saying that Obama isn't trusting in doing so. He'll take the Israelis and march them to the door of the oven. Obvious. It's pretty explicit reference to the Holocaust. You know, the Anti-Defamation League has pretty much immediately denounced his remark, his language. You know, he sent out a series of tweets last night, sort of backing up his position, tweeting, you know, these quotes from the leader of Hezbollah and the Ayatollah things that they said that they would wipe Israel off the map and, you know, make another Holocaust.
And, of course, the irony, isn't it, that the Anti-Defamation League, which is not exactly a fan of the Iranian nuclear deal, but nonetheless, in this case, denouncing the Holocaust imagery.
Yes, and it's not the first time they've called on him to stop doing that. When he was running in 2007, they asked him to stop referring to the Holocaust of liberalized abortion. So it's not the first run-in that he's had with the ADL using Holocaust imagery.
And, of course, pro-lifers have often used Holocaust imagery in the past. That's certainly nothing new. But anyway, bottom line question, and I guess we can only speculate, Nick, and that is, did Mike Huckabee, seeing how Trump has managed to dominate the news media with saying things that many perceive as outlandish, whether, in fact, that motivated Huckabee to say this, or given his background as an evangelical preacher and ardent defender of Israel, that it's entirely plausible he might have said this anyway?
You know, that's hard to say one way or the other. I think that it's a definite opportunity in the fact that we're sitting here talking about Mike Huckabee when we really haven't been talking about Mike Huckabee sort of speaks to the desired effect, I think. But that's basically, you know, how he has carried himself and how he's basically expressed himself in the past with regard to the Iran deal and Israel in particular.
All right, let's see. Part two of the presidential candidate conversation this week comes from host Jay Weber, who talked about why he thinks Donald Trump has no chance whatsoever, even if he's as serious about his campaign.
Trump struts around suggesting he's the only guy who can beat Hillary. In truth, he's the only one of the field of 17 right now who cannot and will not beat Hillary next November. Guaranteed, no way, already, because you have 30% of Republicans and 6 in 10 Americans, including 6 in 10 independents, by the way. They'll decide the election. You have 6 in 10 Americans saying, no way I won't vote for Donald Trump, including 3 of 10 Republicans. Rubio, Walker, Fiorina, Carson, they all have the potential to grow their support and beat Hillary. Trump's support has a decided and definitive ceiling over it. He will not beat Hillary. I think that's sort of where you start the conversation if you want to look at him as a serious candidate. Then there's also the legitimate question of whether he's really pulling together a serious campaign or if this is about personal aggrandizement as he plays it out until it fizzles. Because the Wall Street Journal today is about the fifth media outlet to note that, you know, behind the scenes, Trump isn't getting any real network going. He has no real campaign structure. He isn't making any serious moves to form one in these states. They say his campaign is showing an unreadiness for political prime time. They mention how he and his people are reacting by yelling at the media. They're talking about the Trump campaign's reaction to the old news that Ivana once accused of a marital rape, which I think is, you know, it's a bogus story that popped up. And Ivana has since come out and said, look, it was a sensitive time for us. I love Donald. I think he'd make a great president. But they're trying to smear him now in that way. And his spokesman, his longtime spokesman and attorney, just had this ugly reaction to the media. You know, threatened to ruin them all if you print this stuff. It was just really an ugly, it was such an ugly reaction. Donald Trump had to try to distance himself from his own longtime spokesman. Well, you know, he doesn't speak for me. The guy's spoken for him for many years. They point to the fact that he can't articulate any actual plan, detailed plan, for how he's going to fix the illegal immigration problem, how he's going to fix the economy. He's just winging it off the cuff.
Top 10 talk radio topics listed, as usual, on the weekend at DougStephan.com for you to tell us of all of these 10 items, which one is the most important one to you, which affected you most this week. Check it out and vote at DougStephan.com. Thank you for being here for this hour, this week, of the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.